every day. A working man's hand is the hardest card in the whole damn deck to play. She's upside down, she's broke apart, getting worse every day. A working man's hand is the hardest card in the whole damn deck to play. Talk about equal rights and jail the man that uses them.
How can you worship the rich man that sees poor folks and refuses them?
How can you talk of freedom and jail the man that talks it?
You kiss the man's ass that rides the road and you jail the old boy that walks it.
She's upside down, she's broke apart and getting worse every day. Working man's hand is the hardest card in the whole damn deck to play. She's upside down, she's broke apart and getting worse every day. A working man's hand is the hardest card in the whole damn deck to play. A working man's hand is the hardest card in the whole damn deck to play.
United States and kill us for uniting.
How can you accuse us of being violent when you start all the fighting?
Every time we organize, you rich guys pull a fast one.
Oh, we might lose many a fight,
but we'll damn sure win the last one.
She's upside down, she's broke apart, and getting worse every day. A working man's hand is the hardest card in the whole deck to play. She's upside down, she's broke apart and getting worse every day. A working man's hand is the hardest card in the whole damn deck to play. A working man's hand is the hardest card in the whole damn deck to play.
Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 621. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things this week with a track from Dropkick Murphys. The song was called The Last One, and it's on the band's new album, This Machine Still Kills Fascists. Came out September 30th of this year on Dummy Luck Music, on all the physical formats you would expect. As that title gives away, these are actually songs by Woody Guthrie, unpublished ones provided to the band by Woody's daughter, Nora, and they turned that into a fantastic album. It's acoustic, the messages couldn't be better or more relevant, and it might be my favorite Dropkick album ever. Maybe. Anyway, I got lots of music. Let's keep playing it. This is Starry-Eyed and Laughing with a song called Going Down.
Down, 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 down. been dragging through my days. Brushing my teeth seems so pointless since you went away. Baby, baby, you broke my heart in two. You left the piece with my name on it and you took the part called you.
Drinking alone on a Friday night.
I am in love with that Seattle band. That is Cozy Slippers with the song No Room for the Sun. That's on the band's self-titled debut, which will come out October 14th on Klein Underground Schlauplatten, or Subjangle, depending on where you are in the world. I love that album, and I don't know exactly why. It's a pop record, but it's such a wonderful record. Anyway, I'll talk about it more when I'm counting down my favorite albums of 2022. I'm calling it right now. That's making the list. Before that, we heard from the Airport 77s from Silver Springs, Maryland. The song was Drinking Alone. It's on the band's new album, We Realize You Have a Choice, that came out September 30th on Jim Records. That is a power pop record. It covers a lot of ground. There's some really good songs on there and some that make me cringe a little. Lots of dad humor. Kind of corny record. But that song there is just wonderful. It kind of reminds me of Nick Lowe, doesn't it, you? Good stuff. And then we started things off with Starry Eyed and Laughing. The song is called Going Down, originally released in 1974, though I just picked that up on a compilation called Miles Out to Sea, The Roots of British Power Pop 1969 to 1975, that Grapefruit Records released this year. I don't know much about that band. They have one album that didn't come out at the time, but was later released kind of under a slightly different name. I'm wondering if I should pick that one up. If anyone has any thoughts on that one, let me know. I don't really dig that song. Anyway, I guess I'll let you know how the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. Got more music for you. This one coming from 1994. This is Car vs. Driver with the song Without a Day.
First taste of blood is an initiation. It is a cold hard truth that you have to live with. You nor I will ever forget just how momentous it felt to take a step over and to only fall. I know.
right. We just heard Time Will Come from the venerable band Off. That was on the band's new album, Free LSD, which came out September 30th on Fat Possum Records. Kind of an unlikely choice for that band. But Keith Morris wants us to know this is not just Circle Jerks or Black Flag. This album has a lot of weird psychedelic moments in it, a lot of free jazz, a lot of things happening in here. But I think there's also just a lot of punk rock. So give that one a listen. I think you're going to find something you like. And then before that, we heard from Car vs. Driver with the song Without a Day. That was on the band's debut album, Deja Grateful, which came out on Lunchbox Records in 1994. Just picked up that and the band's second album, which I'm sure you'll be hearing on next week's podcast. A band that was kind of in that wave of emo that meant so much to me way back when. Anyway, I'm about out of time. Let's wrap things up. You've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 621. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on your favorite social media sites like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Sid Much Rock. All right, let's take a look at the concert calendar then. That's a busy one. On the 10th, we've got The Briefs playing with the Whiffs at the Mini Bar. On the 11th, Outer Reaches Fest continues at Record Bar. That one features Melt Banana and many other bands. We also have Phoenix playing at the Midland, or Lyle Lovett and John Hyatt at the Uptown. On the 14th, Death Cab for Cutie and Low are at the Midland. Quicksand is at the Uptown. M-Line Twist is at Lemonade Park. Paramore is at Sandstone. And then we go to the 15th, Casket Lottery at the Shift. The Whiffs at Club Sandwich, Frog Pond playing at the Bottleneck, and the Get Up Kids are playing an outdoor free concert in downtown Lawrence. The 16th, Drifters at the Replay. 17th, we've got Illuminati Hotties at the Record Bar. 18th, Turnstiles at the Uptown. 19th, Kurt Vile is at the Liberty Hall. Let's see, 23rd, Moving Targets at the Record Bar. 25th, Captured by Robots at the Brick, or Nidosphere at Farewell. 27th, Eliza and the Delusionals at Record Bar, or Pill Dream Magazine at Toilet Bowl. I played them last week. 28th, Here Come the Mummies at the Uptown. 29th, The Seeds at Record Bar. And 29th, Junkyard Royalty are playing at Banner. Well, nothing new on the website. As you can tell, I'm out of town, recording this from Bar Harbor, Maine. It's been a crazy week. My parents' house in Florida was destroyed by a hurricane, and then I took off for a three-week, I don't know, mental breakdown. So we'll see where this thing ends up. Anyway, let's play some more music. One track left for you here. It's by the band Why Bother. They're from Mason City, Iowa. The song I play is called Dirty Secrets, and it's a dirty little song. It's on the band's album Lacerated Nights, which came out September 16th of this year. One Feel It Records. Not sure exactly how I stumbled onto this band. Maybe somebody I follow on Bandcamp purchased this. That's how mostly I find weird things. And this album is an odd one. It contains a whole lot of different things, and all of them are good, but you need to listen to this like 20 times before you really get it. And maybe 21. This song's a tough one. I enjoy it a lot. It's called Dirty Secrets. It's by the band Why Bother. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week.
fantastic when the sky is blue. I love it when her eyes are that way too. Her eyes change from blue to gray to green. The sun set this morning, now I'm so sad, so she takes me down to the riverside to tell me all her dirty secrets and watch me cry. And she goes,